An outdoor wedding in a public place is bound to attract a band of onlookers. Commentator Alyssa Eli among them. She found the uninvited guests as interesting to watch as the invited ones.
It was a beautiful day for a wedding, though most of us didn't know the bride or groom. The ceremony was on the lawn of an elegant hotel set just above a public beach walk. An invited crowd gathered inside the hotel fence on white chairs, fanning themselves in the autumn sun and checking their cameras. A larger crowd hung on the other side of the fence. Most of us had been meandering along the beach walk when we heard music. Now competition for the best view was fierce. "Think it will start on time," one woman said to another. Her husband looked at his watch. This was worse than shopping. The wedding march began, and everyone sitting on chairs stood. We were already standing, of course, and so we had the long view. We could see the bride descending from the hotel deck. She was all curls and careful steps, wearing a gown with long gloves and roses in her hair. "She's a vision," said someone enraptured. We were enraptured, too, and so was the bride. All this rapture was for the wedding, even though half of us on both sides of the fence were formerly married or due to divorce at some time in the future. Getting married, it turns out, is not the same as being married. But the bride was not thinking about this. Of course not. She walked in a dream. Just as the ceremony began, an old man wandered up from the beach walk. He seemed frail and disorganized, and he clung to the fence for support. A few minutes later, a middle-aged woman pushed through the crowd and ran over to him. Her face was filled with relief. "Daddy," she said, trying to sound light. "You got away from us. What are you doing here?" "I was looking for your mother," he said. From his daughter's face, it was clear that the person he sought was neither in the wedding party nor in the world. She took his elbow and started to lead him away. "We're over here, Daddy," she said. "Come join us." But the man kept turning back. Just like the rest of us, there was something he wanted to find, something he wanted to see.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist living in Massachusetts.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.